Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2.
I almost missed the chair.
You sure did, dude.
With my fat ass. It's like, what are we doing?
Got that big dumper like Cal Raleigh.
Still not a fan of that.
Why? That's a great
but
name.
But you know what? He helped hit the parlay, so I can't even, you know.
He hit the last one. Maybe we go on him tonight. Well, he went deep yesterday. Again, Leroy's theory, he wouldn't go on.
They're not going to go
but
back.
But this guy, dude,
huh?
He's on pace for 64 home runs this year.
Yeah, whatever. Test him now. This guy's just not just going to come out of nowhere. And if that's the case, bring him back.
I'm just saying, look, if you already passed your career high in home runs, because he did hit a lot of home runs, but if you passed your career high in home runs by the All-Star break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In my day.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
Interesting.
Interesting. Nobody thinks anybody does anything anymore, though. Not that I care. I'm pro that. But I just think that back in my day, if somebody had a surge like that, you'd be like,
Yeah, is that not weird? I guess, would it be bad for the game if they're like, oh, the most exciting story?
It'd be amazing for the game.
Come on, man. It's fun. Who knew about the big dumper before this?
Be amazing for the game if that happened. But, yeah, yesterday everybody was making a big deal. You got a chase going on between him, Judge, Ohtani. They all go deep yesterday, although the Dodgers are struggling a little bit. Ohtani and then lost to the Brew Crew. Brew Crew hitting a little bit of a stride here. And so, but, yeah, got a little bit of a home run chase. Both of those guys, Judge and Raleigh, are on pace for over 60 home runs. So pretty good.
Yeah, but you feel comfortable with one person being like Judge being.
That's just a Tuesday
right,
for Judge.
Right. So you got to put it in perspective. I'm not saying it can't happen, but.
Yeah, in a weird way, Aaron Judge is kind of underrated because I feel like if this was done.
I mean, they showed his numbers compared to the greatest home run hitters ever, and he's like way past that.
It's crazy. Mm. It's crazy. But. Getting over to the Heat. So the Heat had Summer League yesterday. They finished off the California Classic with a win over the Warriors. And really good performances by Pella. Really good performances by Keyshawn Johnson. I got to be honest with you. The weirdest Heat Twitter take has been, why does Keyshawn Johnson have a standard contract? I'm like, what? That's what we're doing? Because he's not getting the ball. You know, you guys know he's a power forward. Like, what do you think? He should be getting all the shots? Like, how much do you think he should be putting up? And that dude had a third quarter. Because the thing that's cool with Keyshawn is he's from the Bay Area. And this has happened now 2 years in a row. So he's like the only guy who has fans in the building that let his family. But his family is like dozens of people who are coming to see Keyshawn Johnson. And he looked like... No joke. Yesterday, Keyshawn Johnson looked like Summer League LeBron, and Pelo Larsson looked like Summer League D-Wade. Like, they were... Keyshawn Johnson had a tomahawk slam and then a chase-down block. I was like, this... He's so athletic and so fun. I love watching him play. Heat fans who don't like Keyshawn Johnson, I am not fans of, because I don't understand you. He's so much fun.
So why doesn't he have a contract?
He does have a contract.
Let's get this man in the rotation, dude.
That's a fair question. I'm going to tell you, there's got to be a couple guys looking. There's two guys I think got to be looking at Summer League and see those two guys, the way they're playing, and be like,
Minutes. I would say like Hayward R. Smith and Jaime Hawkins Jr. Got to be like,
I mean,
Like,
this is all fun, and we all get excited about some of the guys we see. And then the season starts, and they're sitting.
You can't sit Pelle Larsson. You can't. He's too good.
No, I know, but he's one of the guys
Scrappy.
That his energy, his – but that's not a starter.
He's not a starter. He's not a starter, but he needs minutes.
So from that standpoint, that's, you know, that second wave coming in.
DC Curry goes, rookie a bust. Look.
Come on, man.
It has
Listen to
been.
Me.
What are we doing
Listen
already?
Putrid.
Okay. Putrid is not inaccurate, but a bit strong.
Right. Wait. Let me ask you a question. I use you, Marcos.
Yep.
How long you been working here?
5 years.
And use that term loosely.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
And let me ask you.
Yes, sir.
Did you have to do training when you first got here?
Did you do training?
I don't think so.
I think we just threw him to the wolves.
Yeah.
But you needed help figuring out where everything was and yes. how to go about and how to do things and stuff like that, right?
Yes, yes, I did.
And how long did that take you? A few days?
A few days.
Right. So this guy's
Some
been.
Say I'm
wait, wait, wait. This guy been in the NBA for two summer league games.
Three
summer league games.
Yep, yep, yep.
Like, so is he supposed to be, let me ask you something, is he supposed to be Jason Kidd right away?
No, not at all.
Okay. So why are you, like, anybody who calls somebody this quick a bust does not know what the hell they're talking about.
But he doesn't have to be Jason Kidd, but he also doesn't have to be Ason Kidd because no J on that guy.
He is not. He is. He's one for fifteen. He's
wait
one,
a minute.
He's 1 for 15 in the summer league.
One for
but
15
here's the deal.
Come on now.
What was the knock on him when they drafted him?
Couldn't shoot.
Okay.
But even like he's missed.
Can he get a summer to work on his game?
He had 8 personal fouls yesterday.
Now that.
That's more points.
It's the best part of summer league box scores.
It's so crazy.
You out there hacking.
Casper's hackachonis.
So he's 1 for 15. He has 8 fouls and 6 turnovers.
And he's been a pro for a week.
Yeah, well.
Like, what? Like I don't understand why. And here's, I'm going to use real life situations. You have a call somewhere and you're pissed off because your service was terrible. And the person on the phone says, oh, this is my first day. Be patient. And I would say to you, that same person, in return, would not be patient with Caspers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be. And I'm like figuring out why. We all ask people to be patient in our own lives. Hey, I'm new to this. Hey, be patient or whatever. He's been a pro for a week. Can we just give it a couple of months? A couple of months? Please?
I'm with you. Look, I want to give him that. I'm just saying, like, a bunch of people are being rat bastards about it.
I would love to go to where you work and see if you were, like, the best version of yourself the second you went in there.
The thing with me, with him, I thought that he started the game off really well yesterday. I thought that he was getting downhill. Because the one thing that he's shown an ability to get to the rim.
Right.
He has gotten to the free throw line. He had a nice pass to Vlad Goldin. By the way, that Russian is strong.
Whoa.
Oh, hey.
I'm liking what I'm seeing there.
I'm liking what I'm seeing.
If you watch a Michigan game, it's like a bull in a china shop.
Dude.
In the paint.
He was good yesterday.
He's just moving stuff.
I like him. I like him a lot.
Take some notes, KJ.
What do you mean? Whoa! 5 years older than him. But it was it. I felt like the shooting because Keyshaw was trying to set him up yesterday. Like he was backing dude out of the post and like boom, kick out to Kasperis, and you could just tell like he's got the squeaky cheek shooting a little bit. It's
not like but as a young person, okay. The one thing you learn as you get older and further along in sports is you don't let a string of bad shots or missed shots stop you from continuing to put yourself in the right position and taking those shots. When you're young, you start thinking about numbers. Oh, no, I'm 0-for-5. Oh, no, I'm 0-for-6. Okay, I'm not going to shoot it, right? And that's – you get in more trouble. That's the sign of a young player. That's it. Like, once you get older than that, you hear the veteran say, I missed 10. Oh, I'm probably going to make the 11th, right?
That's the old Dion Waiters.
Right, but that's an older player thing.
What's the Dion Waiters quote? I'd rather be 0-for-30 than 0-for-9 because that means that you stop shooting.
Yeah.
That's it. So can we just stop? Like,
why isn't Philly Cheese on this in any of these one-on-one tours?
Right.
By the way, have you seen
three?
I love what Michael Beasley has become. Michael Beasley, since the Lance Stevenson thing, he's become a bit of a cult hero even more.
Yep.
And everybody's now like, people are getting froggy with like, oh, I want you. He's getting into it with Swaggy P. And he's like, put up the money. He goes, I'll play. Let's put up the money. I'm going to, like, if you think you can beat me a one-on-one, let's go. Let's play for a prize. And the big one right now, apparently, we're infringing upon some beef. With Melo!
I saw that.
Him and Melo.
Come on.
Let me explain.
Hey.
Let me explain something to you.
Melo said he's never lost.
Let me explain something to you. Melo,
mm-hmm.
your knees don't bend. Be careful.
Okay.
You've been running straight-legged for the last 3-4 years.
There's something to this Michael Beasley one-on-one thing. Like, I think this needs to be part of the All-Star weekend. Ooh. Like, I think that this is like, if we have a—
throw a mill on it?
Yeah, dude. Oh. You wouldn't want that instead of the stupid-ass skills competition or the G League dunk contest?
I got to tell you.
Hey.
Like, it's like Michael Beasley gets in all these beefs, and I don't even know if he talks. Oh, it's like people coming. I know he talks, but it's more like people coming at him.
It's always people coming at him.
Right.
They disrespect. And meanwhile, the only person he says ever beat him one-on-one is Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is like crazy.
That is crazy, actually. Yeah. That's the only reason he really gave us flowers to.
I've been saying what Bam should be from the second he got into the league.
Yo, I was like watching somebody put on Twitter the other day, him at Summer League, where he was just like crossing dudes up, like just getting in his bag. And I'm just like, man.
See, here's what I learned when I started playing professional football, that people look at the role you have on the team to determine how athletic you are, right? Or how skilled you are.
Mm-hmm.
It is not Bam's fault that they had him doing dribble handoffs for the first year.
You feel like the Heat made Bam less cool? Like, are they like,
yes,
it's one of those, because even Beasley said that in that OGs where they're like, hey, he's a point guard. You guys don't even understand.
Right.
And like, I was watching. I was like, man, look at it. Look at him go to work. Like, he did add the, you know, he started hitting the threes this year, and that's cool. I'm like, man, maybe Spo uses him as a safety blanket too much when sometimes he's a beautiful quilt.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's. No.
What are we doing? Yeah, I was going to say, he's going to run past that? Just,
a lot of patterns, you know.
Hold on.
Various. No, we get it. No? Yeah. We understand.
Why?
What? Too much?
Dude, we're having a good conversation.
I didn't even get a point
here,
No,
you don't get a point. You don't try to get a point in a meaningful conversation.
One. Still deserved a point for
No, you didn't.
I deserved a point for Hakachonis.
No.
that one was good.
Like,
point for Toby.
Why we got to stop the show to give you your flowers?
I just thought
minus
it,
one.
I just thought it went underappreciated.
Tobin's a show pony.
Can I hear Coach Glass on the rookie?
Yes. Yes, you
Let's
can.
Let's hear what he had to say yesterday, huh? After the Heat's California classic, California pick and roll, here was what he had to say about Lithuanian Luka.
Wait, was that like a sushi one?
I don't know. I was trying to. I thought you needed time to stall. That's what you look like.
That was good, though. That was good.
It's a work in progress. You know, he's going to continue to get better. His fouling was a little bit too much today, but I love his aggressiveness on defense. He's really helping us on that side of the ball. Offensively, we were able to find some solutions. We were able to get him downhill and get into the paint. Our spacing was better for him. I thought he had conquered the issues that we had ran into with him in the first two games. And then just like everybody else on our team, once they started doubling us in the pick and roll, it was problematic for everybody. So, you know, we'll clean that up and we'll be better at it if we see that again.
There you go. Coach Eric Glass after the Heat Summer League yesterday. Take a break. Getting more shenanigans on the other side. Back after this.